You're listening to TRN Weekend with Darla Shine and Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
Man, I feel like a woman.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad. This one's for the good.
Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255.
Jot that number down, ladies. Hang it on your fridge. Put it in your car. 1-800-449-8255. I am Darla Shine, happy housewife, proud to say it. I know you are, too, a happy housewife. And if you're a happy hubby, there's room for you. This ain't no man-haters club. We love our men, especially when you're hot and studly. And let me tell you, later we're going to have a hot hubby challenge. Are you married to Bart Simpson? Is your husband the high school jock, even though he's pushing 50? We're going to help you remake your husband, get him out of those long white bobby socks up to his knee and open sandal shoes. We're going to change that image. And we're going to teach you how you can lose the guilt in 2008. You don't have to make the cupcakes for every party, ladies. I'm going to show you how to say no with a life coach later on. But right now, I want to talk about children in restaurants. What do you think when you go out on a Saturday night with your husband for a date, you've saved up the money, you go into a nice restaurant, and when you get there, there's some baby or someone else's kid annoying you from another table. You know what? Let's face it. We all love our own kids. We don't want to deal with other people's kids. And I can tell you, I don't on a Saturday night when I want to have a nice glass of wine, flirt with my husband. I don't want some toddler at the next table throwing his toy across, hitting me in the head. With me on the phone is the author of The List, Mary Corbett. I'm so excited to have her on. She's a good girlfriend of mine, and she has a blog site called, what is it, Mary? Blurbs from the Burbs?
It's blurbsfromtheburbs.blogspot.com.
If you want a good laugh, ladies, you have to visit Blurbs from the Burbs. And, you know, Mary, you put up a list so people can understand how they can choose a restaurant. And let me tell you what happened, Mary. Bill and I finally went to this five-star restaurant that I was dying to go for a year. You know, it's an expensive place. We went for a special occasion. You know, it's all romantic. I'm putting on the dog, getting all hot and beautiful. We get there, and the whole night, I had to be annoyed by this little boy dropping his cars and dropping his food. I had to complain to the manager. And
well,
this
is an epidemic. I had my 40th birthday party in November, saved up money for months to treat like 10 friends to cocktails and appetizers, very nice restaurant, you know, jazz in the bar and candlelight, kids coming in at 8 o'clock. And, I mean, I'm the type of person that even if the kid is well-behaved, I just don't want to see little kids out on a Saturday night when I've paid for a sitter. I don't want to see them.
Yes,
I
get a sitter.
Get a sitter.
What do you even...
I want to be an adult. And it's right. Not fair to kids to expect them to behave.
Well, they can't. They're tired. They're tired. And what are the parents thinking? Why do you even want to take your kid with you? You know what, Mary? At 7 p.m. when my husband and I are ready to go out, I can't get out of the driveway fast enough. I tell the babysitter, unless the kids are bleeding from their eyes, don't call me on my cell.
You know, you're like waiting at the end of your driveway. Pick me up. And, you know, it's funny, Darla, because this was in the news a couple weeks ago because Victoria and Albert's restaurant on the Disney campus, this is a AAA five-diamond rated restaurant starting at $125 per head. They have, they don't want kids there. That's their new policy. And even
right, well, kids under 10 years old, right?
Kids under 10 years old, and even though there's 96 other restaurants, there were some people upset about this, and I don't understand why.
Well, especially when you do go to Disney World, they have on-site childcare, which I'm the first person dumping my kids there every chance I get. I'm like, okay, bye-bye. Mommy will be back later after she has a couple of cocktails. So is there a way that we can tell, you know, when we should leave our kids home, what restaurants we should go to? Now, Victoria Albert's, if you are going to that fancy restaurant, you know, leave your kids at the, you know, the little daycare center that Disney provides. Otherwise, go to the stand and get one of those turkey legs with the kids.
Exactly. Well, I quizzed some of my friends on my blog, and my friends, they're like we are, you know, a lot of stay-at-home moms. We like our kids. You know, most of the kids are really pretty well-behaved, and we do go out to, you know, the Olive Garden or different places with them on occasion, but they all agreed, just completely agree, that there are just ways to tell if your child shouldn't be in a restaurant. And I'm going to go through my list.
Yeah, tell us the ways.
I'm sure you have things, too. No kids' menu or color crayons.
Okay.
No kids' menu. And this goes to the whole thing. If you find yourself packing a special meal for your child to go to a restaurant, it's probably not a good place to take them. If there aren't any chicken fingers on the menu, leave them home.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two.
Number two, no covered styrofoam cups. No covered styrofoam cups. And, again, you know, if you're packing sippy cups and juice bags to get them through the meal, just not the right place for them.
All right. So.
Okay.
And now I see on your list you have no flat screen TVs. I don't even, you mean, most of those are bars, though. I mean, do family restaurants have those?
Well, there are, you know, I live in the South, and there are a lot of family restaurants with TVs up in the corner. And there are restaurants like Macaroni Grill that, you know, maybe they have TVs in the bar area, but it's definitely a child-friendly restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know, basically any restaurant that where there's a bar, but it's a place where people are waiting because usually there's demand and you need reservations, that is not the right place to bring
right.
your kids.
Okay. And then what else? You have, I'm looking at your list here, no changing table in the restroom or stacked high chairs.
Exactly.
But how do you know this ahead of time? You're out, you're on the road, you're traveling, let's say. How do you know?
Call in advance and Google child-friendly restaurants in, you know, and put your city in. You can't even believe how many restaurants want your kids there. And if you look in your area, you will find restaurants where, you know, kids are welcome. But I think most people know. I mean, when you're going out to a very nice restaurant on a right. Saturday night, it's for
you
most
know.
People, it's a special occasion. And I think people know.
Well, you could walk in, Mary, and if you see candles lit and white tablecloths
yeah.
and everyone is dressed up.
Leave.
Go back home. But, you know, Mary, I just have to say one thing. When we go to Charleston all the time, my favorite city, and I know that the girls in Charleston are listening to me right now on the radio. My favorite restaurant in Charleston, and maybe I'll get a free meal next time I'm there, is Broad, slightly north of Broad Street. And I love it. It's a fancy restaurant, beautiful. And this summer, I took my children there, and they were dressed beautifully. Connor had on a beautiful button-down shirt. We were all dressed nicely. We went in, and I could see I was getting the eye.
Yeah.
But I took them at 4 or 5 p.m. My children are perfectly behaved in the restaurant, and they are 7 and 10. So that,
well,
I mean, there has to be some kind of cutoff.
You went at 4 p.m. Now, I'll say there are very nice restaurants in my area, and let's say you're celebrating a First Communion or some sort of special family occasion. Just do it in the afternoon.
A little bit earlier.
When there are people there on a date night. You know,
okay,
if you want to do something at noon or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, but you know, get out of there because
right.
you are going to get the eye.
Yeah. So ladies, that's a good thing to do. You're going to get to the restaurant. You're going to go earlier. I think that's a perfect solution. But if your kid's out of control and you know that your kid's not going to sit still, don't bother going. We have a phone call. Who do we have on the phone, Brad?
Christine in Detroit.
Okay, Christine, what do you think?
Hi, Darla. Hi,
Hi.
Dana.
How are you?
Good,
Dana's not
you?
With us anymore. She's off walking her dogs because they were barking through all the last hour.
Oh, my goodness.
So well, what do you think? You think
I
that kids
do not
should
think
be banned?
Small children should be brought into nice restaurants.
Good
Thank
for you.
I did not bring my children into any type of restaurant, actually, through a certain stage from about a year to 2 years because they were not being defiant. They did not have the ability to sit still during a meal. They just didn't have it.
Right, so you knew the limitations of your children.
Right, it's judgment. Why don't parents have judgment? I worked in a restaurant, and people let their children run through the restaurant.
Now, what is
not
with that?
Not even servers with trays, disturbing other people's meals.
Yeah, what is with that? You know, I'm finding this trend going on where the parents are allowing their kids, even Mary, at restaurants like the Olive Garden,
yeah.
it doesn't mean you could let your kid go running across the room looking
okay.
at the fish tank and running back.
My sister, who isn't listening, is one of those moms.
Wait a minute. Why isn't your sister listening?
Because we don't have the radio station in Georgia yet, but she is one of those moms who lets her children run all around. She'll go into a restaurant, and that is just, it is loose. It's a free-for-all. So,
and how is that okay in her head?
It's not okay. And we don't dine with them because our kids want to, you know, join
in. That is
fun,
a friendship breaker. That can definitely break up a friendship. When you are going out to dinner, I went out to dinner with my kids and another lady and her kids, and my kids were sitting nicely, and her kids were like under the table, standing on the chairs, flinging food. And I'm like, that's it. It's time to break up. It's over. I had to break up the friendship.
Your children want to do it.
Yeah,
they do want to do it.
Right.
And do you know what I think that is, ladies? I think it's the sort of arrogance that people think in their heads, I'm going out, I'm spending all this money, I'll give the waitress a really big tip, and because of that, my kids can just do whatever.
No, well, I don't like it. Ladies, I want you to get your kids under control. Hire a babysitter. It's the best thing. This way you could go on a date. You need to keep the romance alive with your husband. Mary Corbett, author of The List. I love what you wrote. And for more information, everyone, visit her at blurbsfromtheburbsblogspot.com. And Christine, thank you for calling in. You were listening to Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. Get out your pen, 1-800-449-8255. I want to know what you think. Coming up, our Happy Husbands Makeover Challenge.
This one's for the good.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I crisscrossed down the Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all. And all I can say is, how about them cowgirls?
How about them cowgirls? I love you all out there. My happy housewives, the girls across America who are taking care of their kids and their husbands and know the true role of a woman is to be home. And I support you, and I'm glad you're with me today in the Happy Housewives Club. I want to talk to one of our callers right now, Mary from Virginia. Mary, how you doing?
Hi, Donna. How are you? I'm great.
Good. Are you a happy housewife?
I'm a happy housewife.
Oh, you sound so cute. Now, our happy husband who's running the boards here, Brad, says that you have a story for us. Now, you actually told them that my book, Happy Housewives, saved you from getting divorced?
It really did. I read it. I was on the verge of divorce. My husband and I were so miserable, we couldn't stand looking at each other.
Really? What happened?
Really, it just
like lost your connection?
Together. Yeah, we were...
First of all, how many kids do you have?
We have 5 children, and I homeschool my children.
Ooh,
and it
good
was just
for you.
To the point where I was becoming miserable, and I was blaming everything that I was miserable about on him. He has this great job where he travels, and I stay at home and homeschool, and it was just getting so overwhelming, I started being jealous of him.
So you started getting resentful.
Very resentful.
I'm home, I'm taking care of these kids, and you're out having fun and going to restaurants.
Yeah, I used to make postcards from Egypt and Italy, and I'm sitting here potty training.
Did he at least bring you back some good gifts from
Italy? Oh, yeah, he did. He always brings me back jewelry and bags. But the thing is I was blaming him for all of my unhappiness. And it started wearing down our marriage, and I was just nagging and bickering and griping about everything that I could because I was so unhappy.
And then you read Happy Housewives.
And then I read Happy. I actually Googled, I was Googling wife sites, and everything was desperate housewives and how women hate their husbands and how they hate staying home. And I was going crazy. So I found your book, I read it, and it changed my life. I love how you say, you know, take the trash out yourself. Get over it. Stop nagging.
Well, you know,
you gave me such a swift kick in the booty.
Well, good for you. But, you know, this, I get a lot of flack for that with people saying, how dare you, you know, put so much on the woman. But we are the crazy women. It's not the men. It's the women who drive all the husbands crazy. If we could just relax a little bit. The good thing, though, Mary, is you can blame everything on your hormones.
Oh, yes. I have learned that from you, Darla.
You can blame everything on your hormones.
You know, men are so simple, and if we feed them, give them some love, and rub their back occasionally, they're happy.
Right. It's so easy. And, you know, the good thing, though, is if you throw out that olive branch, what I've learned, and I get thousands and thousands of letters like this all the time from women, and once the woman throws out that olive branch, you can turn it all around by just positive thinking, positive energy, and you can change the whole feel of your household. So tell me now, what is your household like?
My household runs smoothly. Ever since I read your book, I started just doing this. I quit nagging. I kept it shut. It's really hard for me. I'm from Georgia. Us Georgia girls like to gripe a lot. We have big mouths. But I kept it shut, and all of a sudden, he starts vacuuming for me out of the blue. He starts putting laundry for me out of the blue. I mean, he just totally changed just because I changed. I didn't nag him. I didn't tell him he needed to change. He was happier. Therefore, he just automatically started changing.
And what about the bedroom? Is it sizzling hot again?
It's so hot and steamy. It's awesome. Yeah.
You know, a lot of
ask for more. There's no way. No way.
A lot of people don't get this one thing, but once you can get back in the sack with your husband, girls, you know what? It actually helps you stay connected during the week.
It really does.
You need to keep that connection. You need to have your date night. You need to go ahead and make this adjustment. So what is the biggest step, the number one issue from Happy Housewives that took you to this level? What was it?
The biggest step that was the hardest for me is letting down my pride and actually saying, hey, you know, I need to take the first step. That was the biggest step, to actually admit that I needed to take the first step.
That you needed to take the first step. But your mm-hmm. husband responded to you. And how are you doing that homeschooling thing with all those kids?
Oh, it's easy. I love it. I love it. That's a mother's calling to me. I love homeschooling.
And what do you think? Earlier in the show, I was talking about the politicians and how I think that they're out of touch with the American housewife. What do you think about that? What is your issue in this election, and what do you wish the candidates were talking about? What is the housewife issue that you care about, Mary?
A housewife issue that I care about is that we need more support as housewives. It's not something that needs to be frowned upon, and I'm sick of this country frowning upon women that are housewives that are trying to do their duty and being the best moms that they can.
Yeah, why is that? I don't get why the housewife doesn't get any respect.
I have no idea, and I'm so sick of it. I've got the hardest job in the world here. I'm raising the future of America, and I want some respect.
We want some respect. You hear that?
I want some respect.
We want some respect. So call in if you believe what Mary says. If you are looking for some respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you need to call 1-800-449-8255. Mary, I love you. God bless you. You keep being positive, and you run your household. You take care of your kids and keep your hubby happy, and you'll be happy too. You are listening to Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. And coming up next, we're going to have our Hot Hubby Challenge. Are you married to Bart Simpson or the Town Geek? We're going to help you make him over. And once he starts looking hotter, ladies, you're going to be hanging all over your man. So what else we're going to talk about coming up? You're not going to believe this. But in America right now, 5.6 million stay-at-home moms. I just got this email, and I have to just talk about this for a minute before we go to break. 5.6 million stay-at-home moms believe, like Mary believes, that they are getting the raw end of the stick. Why is it more prestigious in America to go to work, to leave your kids? The divorce rate is up. The rate of cheating, stay-at-home moms are not getting any respect. The rate of cheating among married couples, the women are cheating more than the men. I think it's something that we need to take care of. And just like Mary said, it's time, ladies, to bring the strength of the marriage back, to get a hold of your families. It's respectable to be a stay-at-home mom. And in fact, you should do it if you can do it. If you can afford to be home, if you can devote yourself to your family, it is a noble profession. It's the best job that you're ever going to get. So coming up, our Hot Hubby Challenge. You're listening to Darla Shine and the Happy Housewives Club, TRN Weekend. We're also going to talk to a life coach who's going to teach you how to say no, get rid of the guilt in 2008.
This is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255. Darla will be right back.
I love that song, Just Another Day in Paradise. That's what our lives are.
Okay, so nice.
Just Another Day in Paradise. If you have this job, girls, you're a lucky girl. If you can be home taking care of your family, what are you going to do on your deathbed? You're going to look back and say, oh, I'm so glad I closed that business deal for that company. Or I got to spend all this time taking care of my kids. And I raised some good, decent human beings. What's more important, raising the future of America? You know, it's the media who gives the housewives a bad image. And I am fighting back. Join me. Lift your spatulas. Get in my Housewives Club army of housewives. We have 2.5 million women coming to the Happy Housewives Club each week on my website, www.happyhousewivesclub.com. And everything that you need, from budgeting to cooking to getting the marriage hot again, everything you need is right there on that website. And joining me now is my editor of my beauty section on the Happy Housewives Club website, Tammy Gibson, and she's going to teach us ways that we can spiff up our men without them knowing it. We could slowly change their image. And we want to know who your husband is. So I want you to get the phone. I want you to dial up 1-800-449-8255. I want to know who your husband is. Are you married to Bart Simpson? Are you married to the town jock who hasn't left high school? Is your husband a geek? We're going to help you. Tammy, how you doing?
Great, Darla. How are you?
Good. I am here on the website, my website, happyhousewivesclub.com, and I'm looking at your page, the beauty page, and girls, on the main page, you look up, you see cute little Tammy. Tammy, I don't like that you almost look as cute as me on the page.
Well, I love it. It's quite a compliment. I can look as good as you, Darla.
Well, you go to the beauty page, and we have our Happy Hubby Makeover Challenge.
Yes.
And what's going to happen is the women are going to take your advice, and they're going to take a before and after photo of their husband. They're going to send it to you. We're going to post it on the website, and the winner is the biggest makeover, whoever comes out the cutest, is going to get a putting green, an indoor putting green sent to them, which is a great gift. So, Tammy, what do you do if you're married to, like, the guy who is wearing those white socks up to his knee and the open sandals?
You take him shopping. You know, the most important thing is make sure he thinks it's his idea.
Well, tell us about that. So your husband's stuck in a rut. What are the ruts? I'm looking at your page, and I see that there are a few different problems. You have the jock. Tell us all about this. The surfer dude, the traditionalist, and tell me about that.
Okay. I picked four classic examples of typical man style, and one being the jock, the next being the geek. Then you have the surfer dude who's really casual, laid back, and the traditionalist. And
right.
I have broken down each one into what he currently wears, how you can fix it, and then the items that you want to buy.
Well, you know what? I recently learned, I've been married for 14 years, and all this time I thought my husband was an extra large. He's always wearing these gigantic shirts that, like, hang down, these button shirts. And this Christmas I bought him a size large V-neck sweater.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to wear it, but he put it on, and he looked so good. And I realized he's a size large.
Yeah.
Why are the men buying these gigantic clothes?
Well, they think that they're bigger than they are. And a lot of women have that same issue, too. They just have an image of themselves. But if they try on the proper fitting items, then they're going to see, oh, this does make a difference.
Right. So what is the biggest crime among men? You know, my biggest crime is the man walking around with a big baggy T-shirt, looking like a slob. How can we fix this guy up? And how can the wife slowly get him to change his ways?
The biggest thing is going to be complimenting him when he's wearing something that's fitted or something that looks nice. Because with men, you just have to boost their ego. So if you do it enough times, it's going to start to sink in, and he's going to realize, hey, I do look pretty good, and he's going to want to continue that.
Well, I like that. And ladies, it is true. It's all about the mental stimulation.
Yes.
What you say, what comes out of your mouth is way more of a turn-on than anything you could ever do physically. Build up your guy. And men, you need to build up your wife. Give her compliments. Tell her how great she is. I mean, I think this is the best thing you could do. So what do you do for the husband who refuses to wear anything but sneakers?
You need to start simple with him. You don't want to change too much of what he's already wearing. So buy the brown sneakers or the leather sneakers.
Right, buy the sneakers that are more in style. And ladies, what is great is that you can go out, pick up these items, bring them home, tell your husband, you know, you would just, like, love to see him in these things. And guys, don't you want to spruce it up a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, look good for your lady, then she's going to flirt with you, she's going to be more into you. Tammy, according to your page here, you're saying don't forget the basics, which is so true. I mean, men, you know, do they ever buy new underwear?
No, they don't, and they should.
So what are the basics? Tell me quick.
You need to update their underwear, their undershirts, and their socks. Get them a modern fit. Get out of those tidy whiteys. And,
you know, we have a happy husband on the boards. Brad, when was the last time you bought underwear?
3 weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, good job.
I was going on a trip.
So you wanted, and so you bought the underwear because you're going on a trip. Why? Because you want to look, you want your wife to see you looking good with the panties on?
No,
with
the underwear on? I was going on a trip by myself, and I didn't want to have to do laundry while I was away.
Oh.
It was a long trip, and I had a limited supply.
The truth.
Now, what about the guy who's stuck in a time warp, wearing the same outfit he wore in the 1980s?
Okay, I'm going to put this one on the wife because most men don't go out shopping for themselves. I mean, the majority of them don't. So if the wife isn't out there buying great stuff for her man, it's her fault. So she needs to go out there and pick some items, and you can see some examples on the page of that are appropriate for his personality that he will wear.
Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to happyhousewivesclub.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to enter, ladies, send in your before and after photos of your husband. The sales are great right now. You could pick up everything you need discounted at the malls. Go buy some new things. Look and see what Tammy has suggested here. Tammy, you're beautiful. You're a great beauty editor. You're getting our housewives looking hot every day. And now you're going to get our husbands on track. And you're listening to the Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekends. I am Darla Shine. Call in. I want to know what you think, what kind of husband you're married to, and if you could get him out of his time warp at 1-800-449-8255.
This is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255.
Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. And, you know, I have to tell you, if you're out there getting ready to make over your husband, don't forget to send in your photos to the Happy Housewives Club. It's all about a new you, a new him, a new household. This is the resolution for the Happy New Year in the Happy Housewives Club. And what I've decided is this year we're going to stay away from negative people. We're going to be positive. We're going to become better at everything we do. And we're going to dress better. We're going to dress our husbands better. We're going to make sure that our households are running more smoothly. And I'm going to help you get organized. I'm going to help you make your household budget stretch further. And I'm going to help you learn how you can take your happy housewife skill and make money at home from that also. Women who are at home, do you know this? 50% of all the small businesses now are run and created by stay-at-home moms. So ladies, we have the power. Don't let anybody tell you anything otherwise. You are a smart, important, happy, hot mama. And we have one happy housewife on the phone for a real quick phone call. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Allison, I just found out that you quit your job and changed your life around after you read Happy Housewives.
That's right, I did.
Well, what happened? What gave you the power to do that?
Well, I think it's something that I'd been on my mind for a very long time. I ran my own business, had a business partner, employees, and I had my first child, and as soon as I did, I knew in my heart that I should be staying home with her and raising her. Also, as you're running a business outside of the home and then also trying to run a household, it's just...
It was too much, Allison, and something has to give, ladies. You cannot do it all, and you went home with your kids, and I applaud you, Allison. God bless you, and stay a strong, happy housewife.
You too.
A quick shower. Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour, my funny face.
You're listening to TRN Weekend. You're listening to TRN Weekend.
I grew up where I could see the stars. Drinking sweet tea from a mason.
And I'm drinking tea right now, girls, in my kitchen. This is Darla Shine, and you're listening to the Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. I'm lucky to be home with all this great technology. I could come to all of your homes. We could have coffee together. This is fabulous. I'm lucky to be a happy housewife, and so are you. And it's our turn to finally say, you know what? No. Ladies, it is okay to say no. You don't have to feel guilty. Just because you're home all day doesn't mean that you have to pick up every little thing that's going on at the school or at the church. And with me now is life coach Betty Krausen, who's going to help us learn the skills that we need to be able to defend ourselves. Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Darla. How are you today?
Good. Now, Betty, you are the author of a book that I love, The Joy is in the Journey, A Woman's Guide Through Crisis and Change. Now, Betty, let me just tell you, whenever I go up to the school, which this is really funny, I'm an author of Happy Housewives. I run a website that gets 2 million housewives a month called the Happy Housewives Club. And I go up to the school or I'm at the church and I hear from all these working moms, you're home all day. Do you think you could make the brownies? Can you decorate the gym? Can you be here on Saturday for 4 hours when the pizza is going to be delivered for the kids' party? Just because I'm not working, everyone thinks that I have nothing to do because
Absolutely.
I don't work outside the house.
Absolutely. The truth is, as all women, we're sort of culturally conditioned into thinking that we're meant to do it all. And it is so much worse when we are women who are at home. that somehow everybody has this expectation that, well, you're not doing that much.
Right. What do you do all day is the famous question.
Yes. And we end up thinking that somehow we feed on their expectations and we start thinking, gosh, that it's our job to be all things to all people.
Right, and we have to prove ourselves. Well, I'm sick of proving myself.
Yes, yes. Well, I think also, I know for myself that the first step that I took in learning to say no was to change my thinking around it, because I always used to think, and I think this is true for a lot of women, that somehow saying no or taking care of your own need for having some semblance of balance in your life, that somehow gets equated with being selfish. See,
right.
We think, well, saying no means that we're selfish, and it really isn't true at all. So if we could just start there by beginning to realize that no is not about selfishness. It's really about sanity.
Well, but, you know, I do feel guilty to say no.
Well, yes, I know.
And that's
how
I get suckered into doing all these things. So how can you empower me and the other housewives across America to have the guts to say, you know what, no, I can't do it.
This is really, like with some people, it is really deeply rooted, this guilt feeling that you talk about this often. But I think that the way that we learn how to do it, truthfully, is that we just start doing it.
Just stop.
We change our thinking, but how do we change our thinking? And I always say to women, we don't think our way into right acting. We really act our way into right thinking. So we start just by doing it. And I'm going to give you a few suggestions on how to just start doing it.
Okay.
And eventually, feeling bad about it will dissipate. The more you do it, the more familiar you're going to be, and the more it'll seem right. See, in the beginning, it's always going to seem wrong. It really.
But it doesn't stop at the school, Betty. You know, even on the holidays, like some women are constantly having the holidays and always feel like they're the ones cooking, and they do it, and then they're upset about it and resentful, and they feel like they're being taken advantage of.
That's right, but I have to tell you that it begins and ends with us, because we are the ones that need to set our own boundaries. We can always say, well, yes, but they all expect that I should do this. Everybody expects that I'm going to be the one that's going to do it this year, but that doesn't mean that you have to be.
Well, you know, and it doesn't just end with the housewives. Even the husbands, you know, some guys are always the ones loaning out their tools, and then they're upset because they're waiting for their, you know, mower to be brought home, or what happened to my hammer? You know, is Joe down the block ever going to bring my hammer back? So it happens to everybody. And I want you, when we come back from the break, you're going to give us the steps that we need to not feel guilty. And also, what I want you to do is let our housewives know that it is okay to take a rest. You can take a nap. You don't have to be on motion, running forward like a maniac every minute of your day, because one of the good things that I'm trying to teach my happy housewives is that you deserve a break. You deserve to do something just for you each day, and you don't have to feel guilty about that. So Betty Krausen, who's a life coach, is going to talk to us about that coming up. And later on in the next hour, I want to just promote, we are going to have a Thank Our Military Wives moment. All of our women who are standing behind the troops, who are fighting to keep us living our cushy lives, we're going to pay tribute to those women. And I want you to go to the phones. I want you to call in and tell me what you think. Do you feel like you're being taken advantage of because you're a stay-at-home mom? 1-800-449-8255. I am Darla Shine. This is the Happy Housewives Club on TRN Network. And Betty, when we come back, you're going to give us the 10-step program that we need to get rid of the guilt.
Actually, I'm going to give you a 5-detailed step program that you can start putting this into action.
And you could go to the happyhousewivesclub.com, my website, and find Betty's program right there. And you're going to cut it out, print it out, cut it out, stick it on your fridge. We're beginning now. We're saying no, no more guilt. Okay? Coming up on the Happy Housewives Club, positive thinking only. 1-800-449-8255. This is Darla Shine.
From balancing your budget,
we don't care how much money you make,
to balancing your family's diet, it's the Happy Housewives Club with Darla Shine on TRN Weekend.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.